Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac for Roby Commercial and Services. I'm with Trent Hayson from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, 9 to 10.
WBT. Man, I feel irresponsible. I'm over here looking at my phone. We trying to get on the radio.
Yeah.
Distractions of the day's world.
I'm flying blind. I'm flying, not blind, deaf. I got no earphones.
Are you a flying squirrel?
You got me.
Have you ever, where have I seen flying squirrels?
I used to see them every now and again, like near Lake Lanier when I was a kid, but I have not seen one in quite some time.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Wow. What do you do when a squirrel lands on your head?
I think panic.
Have you ever had a bird poop on your head?
Oh.
I've definitely seen that happen.
Don't put
before.
That juju on me.
I've definitely seen that happen before.
I was 14 and I was working at a job site and I was taking lunch orders. I was going to ride to McDonald's with Carpenter to pick up lunch.
Yeah.
I was standing there with four men, carpenters. I guess 14 would be 1994. And
you got the
splat. You talking about embarrassing? Didn't go well.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like an ideal situation.
And I don't know if you've ever seen my hair, but when something, this liquid hits my head, it goes straight to the bone.
Did you kind of go
it's
like...
It's not much protection.
Something about Mary and kind of like style it after that, or what'd you do?
No, I didn't. And I didn't even need to hear that joke. If you've never seen that movie, do not watch it.
No, don't.
Actually, it's one of the funniest movies ever.
It's a great movie.
Ben Stiller, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Brett Favre's at the end.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
He makes a V silent.
Pretty funny. Anyway.
So you got to
leadership starts from the bottom up.
Yeah, hey, we were talking about
sometimes
that
sometimes you got to take a sacrifice, let a bird take care of business on you.
What was that cartoon, The Far Side, back in the day where it was like a bird's perspective on life and it had all these bullseyes on top of humans' heads? Do y'all remember that?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Kind of goes along with my story.
That's it. That's maybe the bird thought your swirl hairdo was a bullseye.
Goodness gracious. Yeah. I had lunch today with an old friend I hadn't seen in several years,
that.
James Potts.
Yeah.
We've had Randy Burris on the show. They were partners in the Overhead Door of Charlotte and Lighthouse Doors. A couple of my mentors, so it was good. We were reminiscing on, man, I've been doing this thing full-time for 23 years. That's crazy.
So what year were you president of NARI?
05.
Yep. So that's coming up on 20 years ago.
Randy Burris asked me to be on the Remodeling Association board when I was 20.
When you were 20. A ripe age of 20.
Think about that.
God almighty, I'm just trying to remember what it was like to be 20. I'll tell you what, I went down memory lane today, too.
What are you talking about?
I talked to Sean Hogan today.
Wow.
He called me. Yeah.
Blast from the past.
That's right. I had a blast from the past, I'll say. He's doing
good.
Well down in Jacksonville. Got about three kids. Life's good.
That's great. He's still doing the outdoor lighting?
He is, among some other things. Yeah,
good.
Keep him busy. We've got to have him on the show today. They got an interesting business down there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sean came up through the Roby family a little bit.
He did. What do y'all used to always
And we stayed friends.
Twinkly lights. He likes selling them twinkly lights.
Twinkly lights.
That's what he used to always say to him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember we set up a landscape lighting demo at a company retreat? He's a passionate. Do you remember us doing that?
Yeah, Atlantic Beach, North Carolina.
Yeah, we sure did. That was cool.
And James Potts, when they exited their business, and he has a beach house at Emerald Isle, which is down
cool.
there.
Yeah.
They call that the Crystal Coast because the water's so clear. And, you know, we used to have clear water there for about 2 days back in Myrtle Beach a month or two ago. Something about the algae or the microorganisms.
That was crazy, yeah.
But, I was in the Bahamas. No, excuse me. I was in Mexico. Everybody's talking junk to me. We got the better water. I'm like, no, you got a better accent.
Pretty water. Speaking of accents, I think there were a couple texts flying around before the show between you and Kobe going to have some. It's going to be.
I didn't see it. I've been in a meeting. I'm working. That's why I was glancing at my phone.
I'm making sure. My man's going to make it.
You've been throwing texts around talking junk about my accent. And I'm over here trying to meet old friends.
I might have taken it a little too far with the Cletus reference from The Simpsons. I don't think, you know, that might have been a little bit too far.
You're talking over my head now. Goodness gracious. Man, last night, my Knox, he's three. He's laying in his bed. He's been pretty tight to me the last couple of days. I didn't take advantage of this. He said we're going to have a sleepover in his bedroom tonight. I mean, he sleeps with me and Reagan every night. But I said, okay, I think he can watch his cartoons in his bedroom. But he was watching his cartoon. It was Barbie. It's a modern cartoon. I'm like, what are you watching Barbie for? And then my daughter, Rowan, said, don't be hating on Barbie. That's a funny show. And I watched it for a few minutes. I kind of got pulled in. I'm like, I need to go see the Barbie movie.
Is it a cartoon?
Huh?
Is it a cartoon or is it like a...
It's a cartoon.
A cartoon.
Has nothing... I mean, maybe the Barbies, they're trying to capitalize on the name, but it's not related to the movie, this out. It was just a popular cartoon for three-year-olds, I guess.
I could see TJ rolling down the street with that
But
song.
I didn't want my boy watching Barbie, and then I got tranced by it. Ken's pretty tough.
He's tough.
I mean, you know, isn't his name Ken? Kent? I don't know.
There's no T.
No T.
It's just Kent.
Well, my name's Trent.
Not Trent.
Not Trent.
Not Trent.
I mean, if you took the T off of my name, it really draws out.
You might could throw like an
Trent.
I.
Trent. Then you can go T. Oh, man.
You could be Dr. Trey.
So we got introduce our guest.
Kobe Smith. Kobe Hailing Smith. From Carrollton, Georgia.
I could not think of his last name. Kobe is great.
Auburn graduate and a good man, and he's the owner and president of CW Construction.
CW Construction. Hails from South Georgia.
He puts the C in CW.
Kobe. And yeah. We're partnering with him on a similar business up in our area.
Site services type Sites. Business. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Best friends with John Tamaro, one of our fan favorites. So we all kind of got together and realized that him and I sound alike. So it should definitely take a lot of liability on and risk.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to At Home with Roby. We got Kobe Smith calling in from Georgia. When we return, he's a fun guy. We still got Patrick in the studio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the first segment, you can go back and listen to it. Check it out. Trent's taking selfies. We'll put that on social media. Trent's selfie.
I sent Reagan a selfie. She texted me out of the blue, told me she loved me. So I sent her a sign language version of that.
That's nice. There you go.
Yeah.
What? Well, we right.
Romance on the airwaves.
There you go. There you go. Who's chuckling back there?
Hey, Kobe.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Where are you driving currently?
We are on Highway 27 South, headed towards Metropolitan LaGrange, Georgia.
LaGrange. There you go.
I have some family in LaGrange.
Do you really?
Yeah. You, Jamie. Oh. Tom Settlemyer's son
lives in LaGrange.
Lives in LaGrange. He married a girl from LaGrange, and they run a Dairy Queen.
That's there. Right. Okay. That's all. You have to stop at Dairy Queen, Kobe, while you're down there.
Please do, and leave a tip.
I will do that. We know right where it is.
You do?
Cool.
So we were talking a little bit on the first segment how some people were throwing around some comments about who would have more of a twang between you and Trent from a Southern accent standpoint? So I guess this will have to be an audience poll kind of thing. I don't really know.
Trent, buddy, I'm sorry. You're not going to win this one.
I don't know, Kobe. I mean, it's all by opinion. I don't even think I have an accent.
Well, I don't either because I refuse to. I'm never going to listen to this show because – every time I listen, I'm like, who in the world is that redneck talking? Oh, my God, that's me.
Yeah. About 10 years ago, I was talking to somebody. I said, you know, I ain't nothing but just old redneck. And Reagan corrected me. She goes, no, you're not a redneck. You are just a country boy. And then about 5 years ago, And about 5 years ago, one of my friends called me a redneck, and she was standing there, and she said, "You're right, he is a redneck."
It just depends on the moment, I guess, right?
I don't know. I'm digressing.
What's coming out at the time?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kobe, so you're heading down to LaGrange. You are heading down to for work or for what you doing down there?
We're passing through. We're going to run by Auburn and see my son for a minute and head down to Orange Beach, Alabama.
There you go.
Get a last little bit of salt water before real life starts back.
Hey, is Orange Beach where the moon and is right in the sky and the fish jump out of the water and land on the boat dock?
That's what I was telling you about. That's a jubilee.
Jubilee,
yeah. That's actually on the east coast of Mobile Bay is where that happens, a little west of us.
Fairhope.
Fairhope. And up until recently, there's only two places in the world that those circumstances take place to get right where the fish just start floating. They're really in kind of a catatonic state. It was there and in one place in Japan.
Yeah.
That happens periodically. But, yeah, Jubilee is a big deal down there when it happens.
You had – so I've actually talked a little bit about that on an episode a long time ago.
Frank Lott.
Okay, good memory. And if you tell people this, and it's almost like they don't believe you, but we were at the Grand for my sister-in-law's 40th birthday, which is in Fairhope. They live in Auburn, which you well know. And the guy started tapping the water at night, and we were like, "Man, what are you doing?" And that's what he said. He said, "This kind of feels like it has the look of a jubilee. See all these fish starting to come forward." It didn't end up happening, but have you ever seen one, Kobe?
I have not been there, and I've got family that have lived there that it is just really right time, right place. Lots of folks that live along the water there keep a jubilee set up where they've got nets and lights and bags and coolers always ready to go because it may happen, and they're on the network. So if it happens, people will start calling people if you're in the know. 2 o'clock in the morning, you may get a phone call, and it just says jubilee, click. And you grab your stuff and take off because it does. Nobody knows.
That is crazy.
How cool is that?
And what's catatonic mean?
You smart.
Let's see. What's a proper way? A proper way to say it? Yeah, just listless. They just kind of float. They're barely still swimming. They're still breathing, still alive, but they're not swimming. They'll just float right up on the shore. You can scoop up flounder and crabs and trout and whatever else, and with no warning, they all of a sudden come back to life and swim off.
That's like when I used to drop an M80 in the river.
Correct.
A couple catatonic fish would come up.
It's almost like turning that crank.
A catatonic catfish.
And then all of a sudden, the shitfish start coming up. Yeah.
Wow.
You're just inducing the catatonic state.
That's it. Whew, you ever caught a snake with an M80?
Nah, I use 12 gauges and machetes. Actually, I do. If it's not a poisonous snake, I try to let them roll on.
I've seen you chase a copperhead or two.
Yeah,
it's entertaining.
Go ahead, Kobe.
No, I'm good.
We were sitting on the boat talk Saturday, and Tom Settlemyer, Jamie's father, who we talked about. My father-in-law was sitting there, and the kids are swimming, and a very copperheadish-looking 4-foot snake comes rolling by the dock. He goes crazy, and it was a water snake. I'm pretty positive. I'm 99% sure. The head was rectangular, not triangular. And he wanted to argue with me that it was a copperhead. So when you listen to the show, Tom, I know the snakes that I let live. But he's like, "Get out of the water." And I sounded like my dad. I was like, "That snake isn't messing with these people. He's scared of them as they are him." Yeah.
Heard it once, heard it a thousand times.
So Kobe, tell us, how about your childhood? We like to hear about business people's childhoods.
Well, born in Carrollton, Georgia. All my family is from South Alabama, Mobile area. And but I was born in Carrollton, Georgia, about 50 miles west of Atlanta, and grew up on a farm, poultry farm, cattle farm, kind of small time. It was really just a side hustle for my dad, who was a workaholic. He worked at Southwire and in upper management, and then on the side, since he had a able young man as a son, figured he'd just, you know, run cows and chickens, and so that was my job growing up.
I like your dad's style.
Which I hated, but I'm fairly appreciative. Don't tell. I hope he doesn't listen. Fairly appreciative of it now. Weeded out a lot of my friends, though, so it left me with great friends like Tracy, because I don't know what it is about him, but he would still come even though we got put to work before we got to do anything fun.
Yeah, well, and Tracy works in the business with you at CW, which I think it's a really cool story, Tracy, and you get to also work with your brother-in-law, Michael.
Yes, absolutely. Two fantastic guys. I told him, somebody said, he said, well, you're not going to fire me, or I said, listen, if you quit, I'm quit immediately. I'm done. Can't do it without those guys.
No, that's awesome. And so after your childhood, you landed at Auburn University, which you and I have had the pleasure of meeting up before a football game, which was which is also one of, you know, a very special place in my life as well, especially for my brother and my sister-in-law. And so you were engineering at Auburn?
Yep, civil engineering, and graduated in 94. Worked my way through. We had a farm, and my parents quit his job, went into the landscape, big time landscape and commercial nursery operation for a while, and lots of circumstances happened all at one time, and anyway, ended up going broke, flat broke, right before I went to Auburn, and which we all look back and just, you know, that's probably the best thing that ever happened to our family. It was just a great lesson, and bounce back from that, but yeah, so went broke. I gave broke college student a brand new name, and I would lay out a quarter and work running equipment or pouring concrete or doing whatever and get enough money and go back to school with some student loans and stuff. But graduated from there in 94 and went to work for a substation contractor from Carrollton, building substations, and so that was a great experience for me. I stayed there for 2 years before we decided we would venture out on our own and find something to do.
All right. Well, hang tight. I think we're at a good stopping point. Now you get out of college 2 years. You're ready to go. You and your dad going to team up. I love it. At the core of the fabric of the Smith family is hard work, and hard work will always get you through. Will you hang tight and come on another segment?
You got it.
All right, Kobe Smith when we return, hanging out in Georgia near LaGrange on the At Home with Roby show.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services on Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last couple of segments, go back, check them out. You can get them on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, anywhere you can find or search for At Home with Roby. Our guest is Kobe Smith, who is currently traveling almost through the metropolis of LaGrange. And also, if you missed last segment, go back. You can hear a little more about a Jubilee. I always think that's so fascinating for people to hear about that.
I think it's cool.
I do, too.
Unbelievable.
Not as cool as Kobe, though.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's your BS your BS sniffer. I've heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. My meter just went way
up. Yeah. All right. Now I know. But anyways, we're talking about you graduating from Auburn, going through, you said you were the definition of a broke college kid. Really cool story, and I think Trent had mentioned that at the core of the Smith family is hard work. And so a couple years out working for the substation company, which tell us what a substation is. Maybe that might be something that we could share with the audience.
Part of the transmission, electrical transmission system, transmit electricity at the higher the voltage, the lower the losses. So that's why you have all these super high voltage transmission lines around the country. But you got to get it back down to a usable voltage. So hits a substation and steps it back down to a distribution voltage where it can be distributed around towns.
There you go.
Pretty cool.
Got to get it down to 240. And don't touch anything near a substation, right?
Ever.
It would be bad.
Ever.
It would be real bad.
It's very quiet until it's not.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what that would sound like. So you did that, and then you and your father started. You saw an opportunity. Tell us how that happened with your business.
So my dad was kind of in between a few things. He'd worked out of the country as a consultant for a while and was back in the States, and they had moved back to Mobile for a brief period of time. But anyway, we just decided he was working for an electrical contractor who we still work for today. We just started talking about wanting to do something on our own. So we both started pitching ideas around, and he came up with a problem they were having trouble with, was getting light pole foundations done there. So we talked about it and decided that would be our avenue. And the owner of that company said he wished we would. We could do all of his because he had so much trouble with it. So I quit a office job to go dig in the dirt. I had one foot out for a little bit. I mean, we did have the promise of some work. CarMax was coming in, and AutoNation, Wayne Huizenga, decided he was going to take over our world. So they built a bunch of AutoNations in Atlanta, and we were lucky enough to jump in at the right time and go after them, and that kind of gave us a little boost. But we were just doing foundations, and on the side we were cutting down trees in people's yards because we had a bucket truck that we'd financed, and just whatever it took to make ends meet at first. But that just kind of transitioned. That started a long, slow climb into putting in the conduit, then standing poles, then on and on and on, and kind of kept progressing.
So did it progress into conduits and other things because you saw other needs that they couldn't find people to do?
Yeah, getting asked to do those things. So we started getting what we felt like was pretty good at putting in turnkey site lighting systems, big parking lot lighting systems, and then had an opportunity to get in on doing a Walmart, and they liked us, so we started doing turnkey Walmarts and Sam's Clubs, and then progressed into Kroger-based shopping centers, and then we had a developer that wanted us to ask us about leasing because Georgia Power offered a program for leasing, so we started leasing some shopping centers. So effectively, we built the shopping center, started charging them by the month for service and maintenance and everything else. So we started owning some shopping center lighting systems and kind of on from there.
Goodness gracious. I love it. Business lesson of the day. If you want to be creative, figure out where people have a need and answer their questions.
Yeah.
Solve their issue. And you were doing
it's funny. Most of the time, they'll just ask.
Right.
They'll ask you.
Beg you to do it.
I need
such a
this.
Good lesson.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Right. I'm not sure how, but yeah, we'll figure it out.
I think that applies to not only the entrepreneurial world, but also just in business in general. I mean, as a young person, if you're listening to the show, I remember some advice my dad gave me when I was, when I just got out of school. It was like, find the thing that nobody else wants to do and do that.
Yep.
And people will start noticing you. And he was right. And so,
he was exactly right.
You know, everybody wants to have the glamorous, you know, the position or company or whatever. And typically, like, I mean, we've had so many folks on this show that, to your point, you're digging in the dirt. I know it's a lot more complex than that, but it's something that was a very good need, and you fulfilled it, and did a good job at it, and here you are, a successful entrepreneur.
And people will just ask. It's not a lot of people always think, and I did for a while, it's rocket science. It's something I'm not going to be able to get or do. It's very difficult, and it is. It's simple and difficult. It's a lot of hard work, but hard work's easy. Not everybody wants to do that, so if you're willing to do it, very easy.
Nah, Kobe, I enjoy when we talk. You always go back to how you think things, as long as you put your nose down and do it, are not that hard. And me and my dad used to have that argument. I'm like, we can work him. He's like, he didn't grow up in construction. I'm like, Dad, it isn't rocket science we're doing here. If he's going to put his nose down and work, he can figure this out. And God bless, God rest his soul. But I think we proved that out, and we have a lot. Another thing I like about you, you know, you work with your brother-in-law, you work with your childhood friend, you worked with your dad. You know, we're a family business, and I hear all the time, everybody says, don't hire family, don't work with family, don't work with your best friend. You know,
don't do it, and that's not good advice.
I agree. Exactly. I say this, if you both go at it with good heart and it works out, and it can be the best situation for every party.
If anybody has ill intent, obviously, but if you've got everybody's best interest in mind, it's a great thing. There's just a level of trust with with folks you know and family and good friends. There's just a level of trust that free you up to do a lot of other things.
Amen. And that's how we became friends and now partners in this endeavor. Your best friend, one of your best friends, John Tamaro, who's one of my best friends, who's Patrick's friend, said, "Hey, I got this great, crazy guy. Y'all need to meet him." And we ought to be doing something together. And it's as simple. It's not as simple as that.
No.
But now we think we might be getting a hit.
Yeah,
we'll
I think we have one that that we're looking to go over the rails now.
Yeah, I think so.
But you're right,
Trent. I think you were talking about as long as everybody has good, or Kobe, you said this, everyone has the best intentions for what the situation is. I mean, there doesn't have to be winners and losers in business deals. There can be everybody wins. So if they all, I mean, if you walk away from the table both feeling good about what you're dealing with and the solution that you come up with. And I think some people miss that.
If there's a loser in a business deal, it is going to be an ugly business deal.
Yeah.
I hate those kind of business deals.
Yep.
No sense in it. Everybody can win at this.
Amen. Hey, Patrick told me, we got 2 minutes. Patrick told me that you like to go out on the boat and fish and sleep on the boat overnight.
Like 100 miles or something.
You do this?
Me. Yeah. Yeah.
He said, "We got to go fishing with Kobe." I was like, "Yeah, we'll go fishing." He's like, "You know, he sleeps overnight on the boat." I said, "Oh, I don't know if I'm."
I don't know you do it every time, right? But you have done that. You told me about 100 miles out one time.
Oh yeah. You got a nice comfortable bean bag. Catch you a few hours worth of sleep. Get up and catch some morning tuna bites.
I've gone fishing with John Tamara a couple of times. He's never asked me to sleep on the boat.
He did give you a bean bag though.
I did have Ford cuddled up on the beanbag.
There you go.
Well, Kobe, man, it's been so fun, man. You're so smart, so you keep it simple, stupid. I love it.
My meter's going off again.
I got a question. I'm gonna put you on the spot. What is one principle in life with your family, your friends, your business that you live by? Give me one North Compass here.
Oh goodness, there's a bunch of them, but I think it is true. And they go hand in hand. Hard work and honesty, and you're not going to fail.
There it is. That is awesome. Well, Kobe, I hope you're able to drop a line in the water, and I hope you're with your family. If you're with your family,
well,
tell them hello.
Yes, I am.
Well, good. Well, God bless you. Have a fun, I think you said last vacation before you go back to the real world. I don't know. You going back to the pen or something?
Well, we still have a 14-year-old, so we still ebb and flow with the school world.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're fixing to be back there doing that, but I'm ready. It's time.
Well, good luck. Y'all have a blast.
All right. God bless you guys.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Man.
You too.
We'll be back. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services on Trent Hatzel from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the last few segments, go back. Kobe Smith is always full of wisdom. I'm sure his ears are buzzing and his meter is going off. But check us out on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the places you can find social media. Trent, every time I talk to Kobe, I love talking to him because he never seems like he's in a hurry. He's always got time to talk to you, and usually, you know, I'll glean something off of him. But hard work and honesty is all it takes
to
be successful.
Pretty simple.
Boy, we
have good intentions.
And good intentions. We as human beings drastically know how to overcomplicate things, don't we?
Every time.
But
humans think if it's not hard and not difficult, you don't get hurt. You don't earn it.
We talked about this at length the other day, and you're right. It's I don't know if it's an ego. But you're exactly right. If it's not difficult, then you know, it's almost like it's a guilt feeling.
Right.
Right.
It's some innate human thing. I don't know.
It is wild.
But at the same time, you're gonna have hard times.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to pull through with some fortitude. Rome wasn't built in a day, and a lot of people died building it. Ninth round of Mike Tyson fight, and you're not Mike Tyson, but
all the things, yeah.
But as you learn and as you build relationships and as you have more experience, if you learn from that, then you need to work to build systems and align yourself with people to where things do become less hard.
Yeah, you know, well said.
So we talk about that. We're on a 50-year mission to build systems that make it the same every time and a lot easier for people. And humans try to fight that. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, but it's the truth. And Kobe has, again, he's just a genuinely good person.
He is.
So happy he came on, and he did not want to come on.
He's fun to hang out with. He's fun to talk to on the phone. I think he's got wonderful character. He wanted to come on. He was just being bashful.
Well, when we say, hey, look, we kind of pushed him a little at the end there, but he came on, which is great. And I'm glad, you know, John gets a chance to listen to the show. It'll have something new.
I mean, John doesn't listen to the show unless he's on or Kobe's on.
He made a good guest host. John has guest hosted before.
Who are your guest hosts before when I've been out? Dave McGuire, John Farrer, John Tamaro and Brian Ferris.
Brian Ferris has been one, yeah. Who am I leaving out? I feel like I'm leaving somebody.
Brent ever guest host with
you? I think Brent had guest host.
Brent Beeson?
Did he guest host with you when I was out?
I thought they all guest host for me.
No, like when I was in it. Yeah, all right. I hear you. And now we just got to get – there is a guest host out there that we still are trying to get on the At Home with Roby show.
Who are you talking about?
He has the same last name as you.
Travis Haston? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
That's okay.
But we can always aspire for this vision. I know. I don't know. I love my brother.
Yeah.
He said, can you just leave me alone sometimes? So I'm going to respect that
there,
bro.
There you go.
Nah. But, man, summer's about over.
I know.
Goodness gracious. We into August? I took my boat out. My boat was winterized. I washed it last Saturday. Rowan had a birthday party Sunday. It was so nasty. They were just swimming. They weren't boating. But Reagan made me wash the boat because it's like a fixture at my boat.
You got people.
looking sad.
Yeah, they get fancy.
But Sunday afternoon, I dropped it down. I said, I'm going to see if my battery runs. Battery ran.
Oh, there you go.
Took it up above the I-85 bridge near the Whitewater Center. Took my neighbor Billy out. He had never been on a river.
No way.
It was pretty cool to see him. Like, wow.
In his element.
Hung out at my house. You know, he built a house on our road. And he, you know, hung out on my boat dock in the last 3 or 4 years probably 100 times and never been on the water. I didn't realize that. Yeah, never been on the river. So I took him under the railroad trestle, then I took him under Wilkinson Boulevard, then I took him under I-85 and then up around the Whitewater Center, and it was eyes wide open. But anyway, now that my boat's clean and running, Rowan asked me if I could get home at a decent time tonight, and she could go wakeboarding.
There you go.
I got to do that, right?
You have to do that.
My girls had tryouts for sports this week. Rowan's playing JV volleyball in high school, and Piper made the middle school team, and Tatum's golfing for the first time.
There you go. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's she liking that?
I mean, she just this week, but yeah, I think she likes it.
And we know she had a coach and lessons and the whole nine, right?
She's had a couple lessons.
Yeah.
I mean, she's getting there. She's got a coach. Clay. Eric Clay.
Eric Clay
is the volunteer coach for the school golf team, and he is such a wonderful person. We got to get him on the show.
Yeah. He works with Mecca.
Yeah. Real estate family,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
His dad, Bob Clay, Gaston County, Belmont. I mean, these guys are legends. And Eric is the nicest guy. And he called me last night out of the blue and was like, hey, man, I just want to talk about your daughter a little bit. And she's never played on the team, you know. And he's been molding this team for a couple of years. His daughter plays. But I just tell you, man, just good people,
yeah.
You know. Thank you, Eric, for taking my daughter under her wings, man. You're a blessing. And I'm glad she's trying something and she's stretching herself, and I think she's going to find a lot of positivity out of it and out of your leadership. So thank you so much. All right. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face, and thank you for listening to the At Home with Roby show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.